Thanks, Jimmy. Here with the Strathclyde-Caradoc Mayor Colin Grantham, rapid fire this week, but you wanted to throw a shout out to the Jets, who currently lead their series with Elora 3-1.
I did, Chris. Made it to my first game of the year. Been rather late getting to the Jets, but encourage folks, go watch the games. Fantastic hockey. It's a homegrown initiative, so the Jets, fantastic hockey.
Rapid fire. Donna Pammer, new executive director of the Chamber.
Fantastic. You know, Councillor Pammer, I got to know her the past 2 years on council. Really cares about this community, so I'm quite sure that Donna will do a great job.
Report on Tri-Township Arena and what it'll take to keep that arena going. Any update there?
But I didn't know you were going to bring that one up, but I...
Well, you did say it's rapid fire.
It is rapid fire, and oddly enough, I'm going to attend the next Tri-Township Arena meeting and ask the board to get moving quicker on plans for revitalizing that arena, partially prompted by the fact that Ilderton has just announced plans, $4 million to renovate their arena, so I need to ask the Tri-Township Arena board, let's get moving on it.
So confirming Tri-Township will stick around and no new arena in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, Chris, that's been out there for a long time. But as I said, the municipality, we're willing to put in money to keep it going.
North Meadows Secondary Plan connecting the Joel Court area over to 2nd Street. Where's that set? And the building of an approved residential apartment building right across from the high school. Where's that at?
This is, again, one of those developments that's been approved for a long time. We're just waiting on the developer to get moving. But I have seen the plans for both the residential area and the road connection. So not 100% sure where it's at, other than to say this, it's in the court of the developer.
Thoughts overall on residential development, another residential development and a couple of commercial spaces being built right at the corner of Head Street and 2nd.
Yeah, you know, I've seen concerns from citizens about townhouses, and we've talked about that. To me, that's fantastic for two reasons. Affordable. It's a question of supply and demand. So the more housing you can build, you know, eventually the price of housing will come down. But the market right now, as we've talked about before, is for townhouses and walk-ups. So, and we need growth, so I welcome all of it.
Station 1 Fire Hall coming along very nicely. Status on a possible amalgamation of Stations 2 and 3, Mount Bridges and Melbourne.
Well, Chris, and I'm glad you used the word possible and phrased that. There is no question we need a new fire hall in Mount Bridges. That is, I don't think, up for debate. The question is about the feasibility of one fire hall in Ward 2. So we need to look at it further. The original study that was done looked strictly at response time. There's a whole lot of other factors go into it. So it is something that this council would like to decide before the end of this term, but it's on our plate.
Due to the distance between the communities of Mount Bridges and Melbourne, you would agree, though, that response time is the top focus and should be?
Absolutely, Chris. So here, I'm going to tell you my opinion, and I haven't wavered from it. I believe, just like we do in policing, that we need to deliver to our citizens the best in public safety. So to deliver a minimum service standard isn't good enough for me. I think we should strive to do better.
Rapid fire with Strathclyde-Caradoc Mayor Colin Grantham, part of Minute with the Mayor every Tuesday here on MyFM.
Take care, Chris.